Frost and Red Equinox, Grigory Zimyanyan.
Yes, bit, most terrible. Most terrible sounds coming from you with this. I agree with the school face over here. Deaf to you.
I don't understand.
And from Deathlands 47, Mutie number 6.
I would have to disagree, gentlemen. I found it rather moving.
Yeah!
It possesses a tonal quality not unlike that of a young Tom Jones.
You did it, What? Am I the only one who thinks so?
So, you want to be a recording superstar? Here's your chance. First, listen to our new Deathlands song, Stuck in the Deathlands. The first version of it contains the lyrics. The second version is just the music. Here's what you do. Either change or write your own lyrics, record yourself singing along with the music-only track, and then email the files to crimsonsuperstar@cuttingaudio.com, or you can call and sing or recite into the phone at 1-301-654-5657. Wait for the machine to start recording and say your name, phone number, or email address, and then start singing or reciting your lyrics. And remember, the answering system can only record up to 4 minutes. The winner will have their version of the song published in upcoming graphic audio titles, as well as posted on our website, and will receive 5 free graphic audio titles in the format of their choice. The contest ends July 31st, 2006, so start recording. For full contest rules, go to our website, www.cuttingaudio.com.
Wasting muties just to stay alive. Got to be ruthless if you wanna survive. I see you're headed for another veil. To meet a baron you might have to chill. Well, when it's time to rock and roll, you'll be the first one to lock and load. Stuck in the Deathlands and nowhere to go.
Two, three, four. The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Ryan Cotter has fought his way through hell, a terrain that covers far too much of the Deathlands. With his son Dean at his side, he finds himself close to a safe haven for friends and comrades that has been burned to the ground. Hurried notes from his beloved Christy guide the way to answers, but the solution and his missing friends will only lead to more peril, at the hands of someone Ryan should have killed when he had the chance. Ryan must free himself from the clutches of a mutant who's as clever as he is sadistic, and wants Carter's blood by the gallons.
My people follow me, long as I chill norms. More norms I chill, more they think I'm close to a god. You go out with a big bang, Carter. That I promise you. Real big bang.
You murderous freak bastard.
As good as Ryan Cotter is, he's still only human. And one of his closest allies may pay for his shortcomings with his life.
Oh, Christ, Jack. No.
I'll never forgive that one-eyed bastard if anything's happened to Jack. I swear it.
New friendships are made, old allies are rediscovered, and fresh hatred is forged in the Deathlands. Don't miss 1 minute of Deathlands number 16, Moon Fate.
Deathlands 16, Moon Fate, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting July 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advance copy of Moon Fate. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
Evil finds new allies in the form of the Al-Jabbar, a terrorist cell that has never failed to eliminate exactly who they were aiming for, until they met Mac Bolan. This brotherhood of religious zealots will take any action, assault any stronghold, murder any dignitary in the name of attacking America. The only thing that equals their depravity is their hatred. Is the soldier up to the challenge? Especially when the hunt for evil leads him to American soil?
Quarry spotted.
They're members of the Al-Jabbar.
Those devils? I have heard of them. What on earth were they doing in Greece?
They tried to assassinate the American vice president. The Al-Jabbar just became my number.